Hello, my name is John Gunn, and welcome to demo part two of our Cakewalk demo. We're going to do a couple of things in review before we continue this week's demo on Cakewalk. And again, my name is John Gunn. I'm going to give you my email address right now. It's gunn@tznet.com. That's G-U-N-N at T as in Tango, Z as in Zebra, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, .com. And I will give this give the email address at the end of this presentation. Couple of reviews. First of all, I'm using WindowEyes version 4.2 Beta 2 as of this recording, Cakewalk Pro Audio 9. And I'm going to do a few review keys, first of all. Control-Shift 1 through 4. And that is, Control-Shift 1 is how many tracks are selected, if any?
Selected tracks.
No tracks selected. Where am I? What track am I on? I need to know that. Control-Shift 2.
Current track 1, drums left.
I'm on current track 1, drums left. What position of the piece am I in?
Position 101000.
I'm at measure 1, for all intents and purposes. Now, do I have an edit range at all? Control-Shift 4.
Edit range 101000. 101000.
No, I don't. It's pretty obvious right there. Now, another quick review is my comma will select tracks. My control A will select all tracks that have data in there, I should say. And that's very important to know that. Control N will deselect tracks. My F5 will take me to a measure if I want to go to it. And you'll find that this out as the time goes on. F9 sets me at the beginning of a selection. F10 at the end of it. So if I want to do an edit range, that's where you'll hear. And you'll hear that as time goes on as we get into this. Control Home will take me to the beginning of the selection, or of the piece, I should say. The first measure. Control End will take me to the last measure of the selection, the end of the last measure. In this aspect, think of it as a Word document. Now, again, briefly, for all intents and purposes, how audio or Pro Audio is 9 is laid out at this point, think of it as a spreadsheet. The rows represent the tracks, and the columns represent the headings. And if I want to, I don't believe I said this last week, but if I want to, I'm at the very left-hand row.
One.
That's one. That's where I am. I'm on track one.
Name. Drums left.
Name, drums left.
M.
M is in mute. We discussed that last week.
S.
S is for solo.
R.
R is for arm. We talked about arming last week, getting the track ready to record.
Pan. Zero.
Pan is zero. Or think of it again. 9 o'clock would be hard left or zero. 3 o'clock would be hard right at 127, so roughly 64 would be center.
Volume 100.
Volume is pretty obvious.
Channel.
Channel is one.
Source. Left SB Live.
Source. Graphic. Left SB Live.
Patch.
Patch none, because we're not using any MIDI.
Port. Playback through two. Graphic.
Playback through two. Now that's generally it's we're using our SB Live 2.
One.
Play and record. That's our recording source. Now, this is a different file that I'm bringing up. I'm bringing up a different song I did. And again, you know, don't shoot the singer, which is me. As I said last week, I've got my day job, so don't worry. I won't be relying on my singing for this. So we're gonna do a little bit more editing in this session this week, and because I think it's really important on how tight we can get things. I mean, I'm not gonna get it exact the way I want it because I don't want to. I think you guys will get the drift on how this will sound. So, first of all, let's hear what it sounds like. There's 11 tracks. You got two drum tracks, left and right. You've got a bass. You got three. The track layout. Track one, pan left, is drums left. Track two, drums right, obviously pan right. We have a bass, that'd be in the center. Then 4, 5, and 6 is my saxophone. Track four is my Barry sax. Track five, mid harmony, just so I know where I am. And track six is upper harmony. 7 is brass left. 8 is brass right. 9 is electric piano left, or EP left. 10 is EP right. And 11 is lead vocals, and there's only one vocal. But, you know, me being the brilliant person, I thought I was going to have a whole choir in here, maybe the Marvin Tabernacle Choir, whatever. So, a little joke there. I'm certainly no singer. So, let's find out, and I'm going to show you some really kind of neat editing stuff here.
Beginning.
So, we're at the beginning, and we're going to hear what some of this sounds like, this garbage here.
Space.
I'm going to try a little bit different.
When I was a little baby, my mama would arrive.
Space.
Okay. Anyway, the name of the song is Cotton Fields, which those in the U.S. might have heard of this, and I suspect others around the world, not this version, don't get me wrong, I'm not famous. And after hearing my singing and stuff from last week, I'm sure you can understand why. So, but this is a little bit different blues version, or it's a blues version of Cotton Fields. Now, there's a lot of stuff. I put the garbage in the beginning because I may be a little bit away from my computer keyboard before I go over to my Yamaha CS80 keyboard, which, incidentally, my Yamaha is doing everything in this song except for the vocals. Who knows? Maybe it should do the vocals also. It might improve it. But anyway, everything is done through my Yamaha, and that's another story. It's a great little key. It's a weighted key. It's a full 88 keyboard, but that's that may be for another session. So I got a lot of garbage in here. Now, I know, just because I've been messing around with this song before, and this is my second take on this presentation, so I got some idea what I'm doing. I want to get rid of a lot of this stuff in the beginning.
1010.
We want to do. We want to clean up all this stuff here. So let's go to measure 7 so I can get someone of a cue so when to stop it so I can mark where I want to set the first marker.
Go to what measure?
Well, we'll go to 7, all right?
7.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe not one, take one.
So now here we go.
Space. Space.
We'll stop it right there. Now we're going to set my marker.
Set beginning selection to current position, 802046.
All right, 802046. And we're going to select everything to the end here.
End. 683048.
And we're going to hit F10.
Set end selection to current position, 683048.
F9 is set the beginning, F10 is set the ending. So if I do my Control-Shift-4.
Edit range, 802046, 683048.
All right, I can handle that. So Let's cut this.
Cut to clipboard. Checkbox. Unchecked. Button. Help.
And now I'm not going to explain all these checkboxes in here because I have to be honest, I don't understand all of them.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Z equals delete all.
Well, we don't want to do that.
Button. Help. Button. Cancel. Button. Okay. Checkbox. Unchecked. Z equals delete all.
Okay, that's fine. We do not want to delete hole.
Help. Checkbox. Uncheck. Z equals delete hole.
So we'll just go to okay here.
Okay.
Alright.
Maybe not uncheck walk through audio.
So now that's cut to the clipboard. Let me do that and do that cut.
F equals
I don't care for
U
that.
U equals undo CTRLD disabled. R equals reduce.
You know, actually, now, actually, there was a problem with that. Because, you know why? I didn't have all my tracks selected. So let's select all my tracks. That's the problem right there. And actually, I'm glad I did that, because I didn't select any tracks. So I'll do Control A.
Select all tracks.
And I'll just verify this.
Selected tracks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, that's fine. By the time you get done counting LA, we might have a whole new operating system out. So let's check our edit range again.
Edit range. 101000.
Now, I have to redo that. So that's kind of, beginning. We'll do that again.
101000.
I'll go to measure AI 7 again.
Go to what measure? 7. AV.1. Space. 1. Space.
We'll stop right
one.
There. And?
Edit range.
Whoops, we'll see what position I'm at.
Position. 802056.
Alright, that's close enough. So we'll set my marker F9.
Set beginning selection to current position, 802056.
Alright, that's fine. I can deal
and
with that.
683048.
Now, let's do this.
Set beginning, set beginning selection to current position, 683048.
I messed
beginning.
Up there.
101000.
Do that again, because I...
Go to what measure?
Let's go to
edit
7
box.
Again.
7. Maybe not one hit one. Space. 1. Space.
Well, that's a little bit too tight. We better redo that, I think. That's not...
Go to what measure?
I got a little bit too close on it, because I want to get my... in there.
Space. 1. Space.
Okay, that's close
one.
Enough. Now, we'll see what...
Position. 802056.
That's... Ooh. All right. Pretty cool. So, I'm going to set my beginning, which is F9.
Set beginning selection to current position. 802056.
All right. That's fine.
And... 683048.
And let's do our F10.
Set in selection to current position. 683048.
And let's check our edit range here. Again, Control Shift 4.
Edit range. 802056. 683048.
I can handle that. So now let's cut this.
Cut to clipboard. Checkbox. Button. Help. Checkbox. Check. E equals events and tracks.
Well, have events and tracks. Now, I'm not going to explain all these checkboxes because I'm going to be very honest with you. Some of them, I'm not quite sure.
Checkbox. Check. S equals split audio events.
We want to split audio events.
Checkbox. Uncheck. D equals delete hold.
Obviously, we don't want to delete hold because that's going to delete everything to the end.
Button. Okay.
All right,
maybe
now.
Maybe not uncheck walkthrough audio.
Now, that's cut.
Custom control.
Now, if I were to go to action, I'll prove right here.
Beginning.
Well, now, what we're going to do, we're going to paste this now. So, let's go under
F
edit and paste.
E equals F, R, Y equal, E equals select will down, T equals cut, C equals copy, E equals paste, Shift insert, CTRLV dialog.
All right.
N closed.
That sounds fine.
Edit box. T equals starting at time. 1010.
This is starting at time 101. What that means
button.
Is, okay.
Help.
Or are we getting to the beginning of this?
Edit
yes,
box.
Because I already went.
E equals starting at edit box. E equals repetitions. 1.
Repetitions 1. I'm not sure what that is.
Edit box. G equals starting at track 1.
We're starting at track 1. You know, I'm sure there's people out there a lot more qualified to explain some of this stuff, but I just want to show you some
check
basic
box.
Stuff.
Unchecked. O equals paste to 1 track.
Well, we don't want to paste to 1 track because we have all 11 tracks selected.
Button. Advanced.
Let's go to our advanced.
Edit box. T equals starting at time. Edit. Edit
load.
Checkbox. Uncheck. O equals paste to 1 track.
Well, I'm working on that.
Advanced. Button. Okay. Button. Space. Edit box. T. Edit. Edit. Checkbox. Button. Advanced. Checkbox. Unchecked. M equals align to measures.
Align to measures.
Edit box. I equals interval.
Interval.
611113. Check. Button. There. Checkbox. Unchecked. Button.
Okay,
checkbox.
Hang on, sir.
Edit box. IE. Radio button. Checked. S equals slide over roll to make room.
Slide over roll to make room.
Three.
And I'm not going to do that. Actually, yes, we are
going to
do
button.
That. That's fine.
Checked.
We'll
radio
do
button.
Slide over roll to make room.
S equals slide over roll to make room.
Which is
three.
Fine.
Of three. Checkbox. Checked. U equals split audio events.
Split audio events, yes. We want that checked.
Checkbox. Check. V equals... Radio button.
So we'll get over
check
to okay.
Checkbox. Checkbox.
I think I can just
button.
Get okay here.
Okay.
They
got
them
hit walk through audio. Custom control.
So now let's check my theory out. Was beginning. This any good?
No one, 0-0.
All right, we're at the beginning. Let's see what happens here.
Space. One.
When I was a little bit of space.
Okay, so I got that other one. Click in there, but hey, you know what can I say? I could clean that up too. But I think you get my idea here.
Beginning.
Again, here's the beginning of that here.
Space. One.
When I was a little bit of baby, my mama would rock me into the grave.
Space.
Okay, now. One. What we did is we slid over old, we put in the new, we slid it over. So the old stuff still is on the end there. Let's see if that garbage on the end there is there yet. Let's see if my theory is correct.
Go to what measure?
We'll go to 58.
8. Maybe not walk through. Space.
Can try a little bit different. Now I did not go to the beginning here. You'll see where this will cut out. Oh yeah, let's do it now. Come on. And you know it's a cut out right there. So let's hear that one more time. Obviously there's a gap in there, but that's I'm not really that concerned.
Just
want to show you. Go to what? We'll go to. Let's go to 50. I'll go to 59.
59.
Let's go to 56.
Maybe not one hit. Space.
Thank you. And now you'll see where the old garbage is going to come back in here. Can try a little bit different. Okay, enough of that. So now we want to clean up. We kind of did some cleaning up in the beginning. But let's clean up the end of it.
Google what measure?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to go to 50. We'll go to 56 again.
5, 6. Maybe not one tick. Space.
Thank you.
Space.
Okay, now we're going to cut right there. So I'm at position.
Position. 58, 1, 10, 1.
I don't like that. It'll go a little bit longer.
Space.
Okay. Have a little bit more of a fade out here. So, but I want to get rid of the garbage on the end here.
Set beginning selection to current position. 58, 0, 9, 7.
All right. That sounds fine. I can deal with that.
End. 68, 3, 0, 4, 9.
And I can deal with that.
Set end selection to current position. 68, 3, 0, 4, 9.
Now, let's do our Control-Shift-4.
Edit range. 58, 0, 9, 7. 68, 3, 0, 4, 9.
All right, I can handle that.
F equals file.
So
Equals edit. Pull
down. Let's cut this.
R equal. Y equals history. E equals select. Pull down. T equal. C.
We'll
T equals cut. Menu closed. Checkbox. Checked. E equals events and tracks.
Events and tracks. Dialogue. Yes, that's fine.
Checkbox. Checked. S equals split audio.
Split
events.
Audio events. Yes.
Checkbox. Unchecked. T equals delete hold.
But now this time we want to delete hold.
Space. Checked.
Because we want to go all the way to the end.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Button.
And we'll just...
Button. Cancel.
And we'll
button.
Just hit OK.
OK.
I could have just hit enter.
Button, hit walk, row, audio.
But now let's see what this sounds like here.
Go to what measure?
And
edit
we'll
box.
Go to 56 again.
6. Maybe dot button hit. Space.
Thank you. That just chaps off. That's really it. Really dirty ending. I'm sure a lot of the engineers out there wouldn't really appreciate that kind of ending. So what we're going to do is we're going to clean that ending up. Our current position...
Position. 58-2-10-1.
58-2-10-1. So let's do a nice clean fade out. So, again, let's hear that...
Go to what measure?
Let's hear what it sounds like again here.
5, 6.
And here we go.
Space.
Thank you. Okay, so let's clean this ending up.
Go to what measure?
We'll go to, let's start the fade out at, how about 57? Yeah, 57.
5, 7.
So we're at that, we'll double check here.
Position, 57, 1 o'clock, 0.
That's fine. I can handle that. And we'll set our beginning here with F9.
Set beginning selection to current position, 57:10:00.
All right, and go to the end here.
End. 58:2097.
58:2097.
Set end selection to current position.
We'll see what our edit range is here again now.
Edit range, 57:10:00. 58:2097.
That's fine. I can deal with that. That sounds real good. So now what we're going to do is we're going to fade this out here.
F equals E. U e
and
A
we need to go audio.
Audio flow down.
Or actually audio.
R equals combine.
We're not going to combine.
R equals reverse.
We're not going to reverse yet. We'll do that maybe next week.
C equals crossfade.
Crossfade. I believe dialogue. At this point you got to have a mouse for this. And what they mean by crossfading, I believe, is from panning left to right. But I'm not going to worry about it at this point.
F equals fade envelope.
Fade envelope. We'll do
none
this.
Closed.
I'm not going to explain all these exponential fade in, fade out, so on and so forth. I just want to show you what...
End. Linear fade out. Six.
Linear fade out, we'll try that. We'll just see what that sounds
maybe
like.
Maybe not walk robot.
And I button. Just want to just show you that
dialogue.
What can be done
default.
Here.
Button. Cancel. Hourglass. Custom control.
And...
One. Arrow.
Okay, I believe we're set.
Maybe not on track normal.
So let's see if this works out. Let's go to 56 here.
Edit pop, pop, six. Maybe not.
And let's go right here we go.
Space.
Thank you. Now that's more of a, I can handle that kind of a fade out. Let's hear that one more time. That's more, a little bit cleaner.
Go to measure. Five, six.
Instead of just chopping off here we go.
Space.
Thank you. Now that's a little bit more doable. Now, that takes care of that part. Now, I do want to show you a little bit here. First of all, we're going to deselect all tracks. And by doing that again, we're going to do Control-N.
Deselect all tracks.
But now, I want to get to my lead vocal here.
One.
And let's see where we are here.
Three. Nine.
Well, let's add, I don't know where I am here. So, I'm going to do Control-Shift-2.
Current track. 9. EP left.
Well, that's EP left, so I don't want that. I know my vocal is on 11 here. So, just to verify that.
Current track. 11.
Lead okay.
Vocal.
Lead vocal. That's fine.
Beginning.
We can deal with it.
101000.
So, now I know, I'm going to show you a little bit of this part of the song here. There's, in the middle part, when there's a solo going on, I'm doing a finger snap, and I'll show you what I mean, but somebody may not want like that, but let's hear what a part of that sounds like here.
2, 5, maybe not one.
And we'll kind of lead in this, and here we go.
Space.
Alright, come on, do now.
Okay, that's fine. So, I want
to
get rid of that.
Go to what measure? Edit box.
And I think it starts at 28,
three,
I believe.
Eight. Maybe not.
We'll find out here.
Space. Space. Oh. Position. 38:4066.
We're going to back up. Let's go to 28.
Go to what measure? 3, 8.
Whoops, I wanted. Well, three, that makes sense. Okay, 2, 8.
2, 8.
Guess maybe I can't take it. Let's see.
Space.
Okay,
space.
Well, let's go with 27.
Go to what measure? Edit box. Seven.
Actually, let's tighten this
maybe
up here. Let's try this.
Space.
Come on, do now.
Space.
All right. So.
Position. 27:4091.
27:4091. That sounds fine. We'll set our beginning here.
Set beginning selection to current position. 27:4091.
And I want to do, we're going to just go to measure 41 here.
Go to what measure? 4, 1, maybe not one hit walk.
And that's close enough. So our edit range is?
Edit range, 27:4091. 27:4091.
Well, that's not what I wanted to do. So I think we need to go again.
Go to what measure? Edit box.
41.
1. Maybe not one hit
there
walk.
There we go. Okay, that's my mistake.
Set in selection to current position.
But you know why?
Edit range. 27-4091. 44-11-9.
Let's see.
Selected tracks.
But we have to select that track member.
Selected tracks. 11.
Now that's going to stick because we we have to make sure that track is selected before we can do this here. So.
Edit range. 27-4091. 44-11-9.
All right, now we're going to... Okay, that's... let's see, check that.
Edit range. 27-4091. 44-11-9.
No, we're going to do that...
Go to what measure? 4-1.
There we go.
Navy dot punch hit walk row audio. Custom control.
Now we're going to set... That's a little bit...
Set
there we go.
Edit range. 27-4091. 44-11-9.
Okay, then I was right. Sometimes it's a little hard to understand. I basically used a sounding board, but for the purpose of this demo, I wanted to use Eloquence. So now let's go under... Let's cut this.
Cut with clipboard.
But what we're going to do here...
Help. Checkbox. Check. E equals events and tracks.
Events and tracks is fine.
Checkbox. Check. E equals tempo changes.
That's
Checkbox.
Fine. We can deal with that.
Check. M equals meter key changes.
Tempo change, meter change is more or less for if you're using MIDI. Although you can change, but that's more or less for MIDI. We haven't dealt
Checkbox.
With that just yet.
Check. K equals markers.
No, markers,
Checkbox.
That's fine. We won't worry
Check.
About that yet.
S equals split audio
split
events.
Split audio events, yes.
Checkbox. Check. D equals delete hole.
We do not want to delete hole. Again, that's going to delete all the vocals.
Unchecked.
So.
Okay. Maybe not
unchecked. Okay, now
audio.
let's go back to our
Custom
measure 25. And we'll
go to what
see
measure?
If it worked.
Edit 2. 5. Maybe not
And here we go.
Space.
Okay, now I probably cut 11. That a little bit too close. It kind of chopped off that vocal a little bit. But I just want to show you.
U equals undo cut seats the arc.
We'll undo that, and I'll also show
go
you. We'll get that back a little
edit
bit.
Edit box.
Here.
2.
We'll go to 2
5.
And 5.
Maybe not.
And let's kick
Space.
It in again. All
right, come on, do now.
And we're Space. Back. We're back and in business.
Beginning.
Now, what I want to do here at this point, I'm going to deselect all,
tracks. All tracks.
And remember I said my saxophone was 4, 5, and 6. Barry was the, I'll show you where right here. And don't worry about that, it's just my...
Maybe not one track more.
No,
no
okay, hang on a minute. All right.
Selected tracks.
No tracks selected. That's fine.
Current track. 4. Barry Sax.
Barry Sax. Now, I notice if I go right to arrow right.
Barry Sax.
Good.
4.
So let's select these two.
Comma.
Or we'll select 4, 5, comma. And 6.
Comma.
And just to verify that.
Selected tracks. 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Now, just to hear what the saxophone is. Now, again, as I was saying before, I'm using a Yamaha CS80. Everything is done using this keyboard, except for the vocals. And let me hear. I'm going to show you what this sounds like a little bit. I'm going to solo these tracks.
Toggle solo.
And let's play Space. This once here.
6. S.
Let's bring the rest of the band in.
Feels back home.
Toggle solo. Toggle solo. Yes.
Okay. That's enough of that. I just want to show you kind of what we can do with that a little bit. At this point, this is going to kind of wrap it up for this session. Now you're going to be kind of curious why these things happen. You know, how do we deal with that? We want to see how the
button stop.
Okay, that's my total record, so don't worry about that. We want to see how everything is put together. You know, we've got everything, all these tracks. I didn't even do a mixdown yet. I have, and I'll show you the file next week. Maybe the whole thing I might. But what I wanted to show you or explain is there's a lot of you're adding the tracks, and next week we're going to talk about what do we do when we put all this together. How do we get this down so I can play it on my record player? Whoops, I guess that shows you how old I am. You know, what do we mix this down? How can I put it on a WAV file? How can I put it on my CD, whatever the case is? I'm not going to explain the burning process, but I am going to explain a little bit about Cakewalk, what's in the process for mixing down. What do we have to do? So I do want to thank you, and again, I will give you my email address. It is gun@tznet.com. That's G-U-N-N at T as in Tango, Z as in Zebra, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, period, C-O-M. Thank you, and I'll catch you next time around. Goodbye.